This is the Burnout Recovery Handbook, written by Dr. Phoebe Lambert, read for you by Henri Lemaire. Introduction. What this book is, and who I am to write it. The night I stopped being an ER doctor, I was 42 and I could not remember the year my daughter was born. I was standing at the central station with a chart in my hand, looking at a man's vital signs, and the year refused to come. Not the date, the year. I knew her name. I knew her face. I could not find the year, and I stood there for what was probably 11 seconds and felt like a season. That was not the burnout. That was the moment I finally believed the burnout. I had been burning out for 18 months. On the chart that anyone watching could have drawn, the crying in the parking lot before shifts, the waking at 3 with the dread already running, the way I had begun to hate in a flat and bored way, the patients I had once been honored to help, the pulling away from my husband, the drinking that had quietly slid from a glass to a bottle, the body that had stopped doing what I asked of it, the migraines, the racing heart at rest, the gut that no longer kept food. I had explanations for every piece of it. Of course I was tired. I worked in an ER during the second wave. Of course my marriage was strained. Of course my body was rebelling. I told myself I would rest after Christmas, after the unit moved, after my mother's surgery, after the schedule loosened in the spring. I had been telling myself I would rest after something. For, by then, about 4 years. In the parking lot after that shift, I did not drive home. I sat with the keys on my lap. I called my own therapist, whom I had not seen in 3 years, and I left a message that I could not get through without crying. She called me back inside 10 minutes. She said the kindest and most direct thing anyone had said to me in a long time. You don't have to keep going. You can stop right now. The world will hold. I tell you this story not because it is special. I tell you because if you were reading this book, some version of it is probably yours. The shape of it may be different. You may not work in medicine. You may not be a parent. You may not drink. But you know the feeling of waking up underneath something heavy and trying to lift it for one more day, and then one more, and then one more, until the lifting becomes the only thing you know how to do. This book is for you. I want to be clear about what kind of book this is, because there are a lot of bad books about burnout. The bad ones tend to do one of two things. They either treat burnout as a moral failure that you can fix by trying harder at something called self-care, or they treat it as a workplace problem that you can solve by quitting your job and moving to Lisbon. Both of those framings are wrong in ways that hurt people. The first one shames the exhausted. The second one ignores the fact that most people cannot move to Lisbon and would not actually feel better if they could. What I have learned, first as a patient and then as a clinical psychologist, is that burnout is a real and specific physiological and psychological collapse that develops over time, follows recognizable patterns, and recovers along a slow and frustrating arc that almost nobody describes accurately. It is not just tiredness. It is not the same thing as depression, although it can become depression. It is not laziness or weakness. It is what happens when a nervous system has been asked to do too much for too long with too little recovery, in a context the person could not change. The first half of this book is about understanding what is happening in your body and your mind. The second half is about the actual work of rebuilding. I have organized it the way I wished someone had organized it for me when I was 42 and standing in that parking lot in plain English, with specific things to try, and with honesty about how long the whole thing takes. A note on credentials, since I will be asking you to trust me. I am a clinical psychologist now, licensed in Massachusetts, with a small private practice in the Boston suburbs. Before that, I worked as an emergency physician for 16 years, after my own burnout took me out of medicine. I retrained in psychology because the work I most wanted to do was with the people who had been where I had been. About 60% of my caseload is what I now think of as high output collapse. Physicians, lawyers, nurses, executives, teachers, founders, pastors, social workers, parents of children with significant needs. The other 40% is general mental health work. The pattern of recovery I describe in this book has emerged from both my own work and my reading of the clinical literature, but it is most honestly a pattern I have watched in my consulting room over and over for the past 11 years. A note on the stories.